Shalom Aleichem, everyone. As we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Bamidbar, Rosh Chodesh, Sivan, and of course, more than anything, we have the Zman Matan Tereseinu, the Zman Kabbalah Tereseinu, coming upon us very, very shortly, and that'll be the focus of the phone call here today. Let me give you a few of my all-time favorite questions regarding Shavuos, which of course make for a very good Suda Shabbos, talking about Shavuos. You should talk about Shavuos Shabbos. You should build up the excitement before Pesach, before Sukkot. There's so much achana. Build up excitement to the Yom Tov. We have to build up the excitement to Zman, Matan, Tereseinu, so people should come to Yom Tov with the proper thoughts, the proper ideas. Let me share with you, let's try for five of my Yom Tov questions, the questions that I like to ask. Question number one, the minhag is, as brought in the Ramah, to spread out grass or branches in the homes or in tree or in shul in honor of Shavuos. The Magen Avraham says because on Shavuos we nidoin on Peiros. The kasha is that it's Rosh Hashanah for Peiros, not Rosh Hashanah le'ilanais. Rosh Hashanah le'ilanais is Tu Bishvat. Why on the day of Rosh Hashanah le'ilanais on Tu Bishvat we eat fruits, and the day of Rosh Hashanah for Peiros we spread out branches? It seems to be inconsistent. That's kasha number one coming up to this Halakha Yom Tov. Question number two. We say, Asher Bocha Banu Mikolo Amim, this is the day HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Kol Yisrael. And then we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to all the nations and asked them if they want to be Mekabel the Torah. They said, Maksiv Bey, and they said, we can't do it. Kol Yisrael said, yes. So what's Asher Bocha Banu? Who choose whom? Isn't that a great kasha? Kasha number three for this Yom Tov. David HaMelech passed away on Shabbos. How do we know he died on Shabbos? The Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Lamed Amud Aleph that Shlomo HaMelech sent a message Lebei Midrasha. Abba Meis Amutal Bechama. He said, my father David HaMelech died and he's out in the sun and it's not good for the body. Am I allowed to move the body on Shabbos? As I state in the Gemara, the kasha is, we say Sitkoscha by Shabbos Mincha. And why do we say it? Because Moshe, Yosef, and David Mesu be Shabbos b'mincha. Because Moshe, Yosef, and David died Shabbos afternoon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Memale Yemeim Shel Tzadikim. They died the last minutes of a day. So I don't understand. If Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter on Shabbos, late afternoon, why is the Gemara saying that Shlomo HaMelech has the Shaila that Avi Abba Mutal Bechama, that he's in the sun and the body is not good for the body? I don't understand it. It's very, very hard to understand. Gavalda Gakash, I think. So that, I remember which kasha number I'm up to. Another of the famous kashas for Yom Tov, of Shavuos, Kaisar left Mitzrayim on a Thursday. The Torah was given on a Shabbos. The Gemara says everyone's money the Torah was given on Shabbos. If so, it was the seventh day of Sivan, not the sixth day of Sivan. Magen Avraham asked this kasha. Magen Avraham is Simon Tov Tzadik Dalet. Magen Avraham asks, so how is it that we observe Shavuos and we say Yom Matan Tereseinu? The Torah is given on the seventh, not on the sixth, as I state in Magen Avraham. My kasha is, we don't say Yom Matan Tereseinu. We don't say that at all. We say Zman Matan Tereseinu. Halei Davaru. What's the Magen Avraham's kasha? It's one of the famous kashas, but L'chaira, it's not an adequate kasha. And the fifth and last of the famous kashas is, why is there a sveika d'yayma on Shavuos? Why are there 2 days Yom Tov on Shavuos? In Chutz La'aretz, they knew the day of Shavuos. Pesach has sveika d'yayma, they didn't know which day. But by the time Shavuos came around 50 days later, it was already 66 days after Rosh Chodesh Nisan was declared. And as long as you know when Rosh Chodesh Nisan was, you know when Pesach was, you count 50 days of Sfiras Haimer. And once you get to Shavuos, you get to Shavuos. Why is there a Sveika D'Yayma on Shavuos? So these are five kashas that are appropriate kashas for the days that come. There's another kasha, which I had as a personal question. The Minig Tamilchix on Shavuos is brought in the Mishnah Berurah, because they couldn't cook in their pots because the Torah was given, their pots were treif. So mainly they had to eat Milchix. My kasha is, everyone agrees that Torah was given on Shabbos, you can't cook anyway on Shabbos. So what is Mishnah Berurah saying? They couldn't cook in their pots. All right, so six good kashas for Shabbos. So let's move on to a Dvar Torah in honor of the Yom Tov. I've seen a number of the latest Sfarim that just, and one is in the Ali Shur Chelek Beis, that just like on Pesach, it's a mitzvah, Chayavon Luris is asking Kilu Hu Yotzami Mitzrayim. The same thing by Matan Torah, Chayavon Luris is asking as if he was Zeichet to be by Matan Torah. The question is, where does this come from? Where does this idea come from? It's very famous by Yetzias Mitzrayim before. Where does it come, this musik? So I'd like to share with you, I've seen a share published by Shem Rav Moshe Shapiro, Zeichet Tzadik Livracha. And he brought one Makar in the Torah and one Makar in Shulchan Aruch, Gevaldik. It says, Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael in the last days before he died, Raki Shomer Lechosh Man Avshacha Miyayid. Petishkachas hadvarim asher ra'u einecha. V'gadeta leben bincha. Yayim asher amadot nei Hashem lekecha b'chayrev. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Klal Yisrael, never forget Mountain Torah. Remember it and tell it to your children. The day you stood in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Chayrev, which is Har Sinai. Frecht, Rav Moshe Shapiro, when was this said? This is said at the end of the 40 years in the Midbar. Who remembered Matan Torah? 40 years worth of people had passed away already. Those who stood at Matan Torah that were 20 years or older had already passed on. Who remained? Those that were under 20. Now those that were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years old probably didn't remember anything anyway. So what did you have? About 14 years of people that could remember Matan Torah. The overwhelming majority of those who stood that Moshe Rabbeinu was addressing were not at Har Sinai. So what's he saying to them, to all of them? Pentishkach es advar mesharo einecha, ikat levincha ben bimcha yem shalakav v'chayrev. The overwhelming majority of them, at least 75% of them, had not been there. Sakhtar of Shapiro, it's mochich from here, that everybody is chayv ki'ilu ha'yasham. Everybody has to have some nekuda of Ki'ilu HaYasham, and certainly that generation. And really, everybody has a Nakuda from Har Sinai in his heart. Klal Yisrael Maminim B'nei Maminim. Klal Yisrael believers. From where does that come? From Menech Yashem Alekecha. Klal Yisrael has a Cheshek and a Chukah for spirituality. Where does that come from? From Matan Torah. See, even if you are not physically there, Bishas Maisa, but you have a Ki'ilu Amad Bar Sinai, Chayim Lirisa, Ki'ilu Amad, and once you see yourself Ki'ilu Amad, so you tell your children, Yom HaShem Adat Alef Nei HaShem Alekecha B'chayrev. That's source number one. Source number two, a not well-known Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Pesach, Siman Tov Samaches, Sifyud, based on a Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Chuf Tes Amid Beis. Also, Lahakiz Dam and Erev Pesach. Bloodletting was a method of medical treatment in the time of Chazal. And bloodletting is not mutter on Erev Pesach. Why not? It says it's a gzeira otu Erev Shavuos. Erev Shavuos is aser. On Erev Shavuos, it's a sakana. It's a danger to me make a zam. What's the danger? Zakta Mishnah Berurah. Ruach hasheret ba'olam enikra tavuach. Ilo yikablu atayra. There's a certain spirit in the world that's called tavuach, the butcher, so to speak. That if Kali Yisrael doesn't accept the Torah, then the world will go back to Tayu Ravayu. What's it got to do with this year? The Torah was given many years ago. What's it got to do with this year? So, Ramesha Shapiro, it seems that every year the Chiyav and Kali Yisrael to be Mekambel the Torah renews itself. That's me and you, to all of us. The Chiyav renews itself, it gives itself as Chachos. And there's a spirit called Tavuach for those who are not willing to mekabel the Torah. It's a danger. We need to have a zman Kabbalah Satayra, true Kabbalah Satayra, in the days that are upon us. And Erev Shavuos is considered a danger. Rav Shapiro said that if somebody has to have a tooth pulled, it shouldn't be Erev Shavuos. Erev Shavuos, bloodletting is not safe. Based on that, somebody who has to have labor-induced shouldn't do it Erev Shavuos, unless there's a medical need. Should plan it for a different day. Because that day is a Yom Tavuach. It's a day that's called with such a language of a day of danger. So, Dr. Amai Shapiro, that we see the Kayach of Kabbalah Satayra, the renewal of Kabbalah Satayra, the Kilo Aime B'Chayrev, renews itself. That is a new pshat. I thought Kilo Chayrev, I should see myself like I stood at Har Sinai thousands of years ago. No. You should see yourself as if you're standing in Sinai on Shavuos, just like on Pesach. On that day you see yourself Kili Yasem Mitzrayim. On Shavuos you see yourself with a Kabbalah Satayra. Unfortunately, because of the tremendous amount of materialism that Kadosh Baruch Hu has blessed us with, Shavuos has become a time of traveling to vacation locations. It's become a time of cheesecakes and fancy foods. And, you know, something, if you do these things to honor Kabbalah Satayra, it's a mitzvah. If they're instead of Kabbalah Satayra, it's a bazillion. And you got to be very careful when it comes to us. Easily swept away. Better don't have guests on Shavuos than to have guests and get caught up in the preparation of food. They invite your guests to the Shabbos after Shavuos. But if it's going to make you be caught up in having to satisfy their material needs, ay, 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 ay. Rachmana Litzlan, there was an ad in the paper in previous years. Shavuos is not just cheesecakes. Oh, so I thought it was an ad to learning Torah. But no, Shavuos is not just cheesecakes. So it's an ad to blintzes. Another for blintzes. Blintzes is nothing. Fancy schmancy foods. Rachmana Litzlan. That's Shavuos? No, it's not Shavuos. God forbid. Let's hope that we can have a sense, a true sense of Kabbalah Satayra, of being a Kabbalah Satayra, even those of us who don't learn Daf Yomi. Daf Yomi is starting Gittin, I believe, today. And the first parak of Gittin we learned in Yeshiva in the olden days when we used to cover ground. The first parak of Gittin was a love of 2 weeks. So do it. Start it now through Shavuos. Just parak Rishon of Gittin. You can do it. Do it. Make Yom Tov a special Yom Tov of Kabbalah Satayra, wishing one and all an absolutely wonderful Shabbos, and looking ahead a wonderful Chag HaShavuos, and looking forward to speaking to you again 2 weeks from today. Bezus Hashem, Gezunta Heit, uplifted people going through Kabbalah Satayra. Be well, cultive.